بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما أنا لكم مثل الوالد لولدي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما بعثت رحمة مهداة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما بعثني الله رحمة. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن الناس خلقا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. للرسول رسائل درود شريف: اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، my respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Holy Quran regarding the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insofar as his mercy, his kindness and compassion is concerned: وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you but as a mercy unto the entire universe. The mercy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only confined to the community or society to whom he was sent. It was not only for the Arab nation. It was not only for the believers. It was for everyone. It was not only for human beings, but it was even for animals, and it was even for the plants, and it was for the stars and the planets and the entire universe. Rahmatul lil alameen was sent to the entire universe as a mercy. One can speak about the subject matter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a mercy unto the universe in various ways. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy for the oppressed people especially. He was a mercy for the downtrodden. He was a mercy for the widows. He was a mercy for the orphans. He was a mercy for the poor and the needy. And he was also a mercy for the little ones, the children. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an absolute mercy for children. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself was a young child. He says that there was nobody who was more cheerful and more merry with children than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him such that when it came to children also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very cheerful, very jolly. He came down to the level of the children. When he was with the children, he was on their level. It was not that he treated them with harshness, or he paid no attention to them, or he didn't care about children, or he paid no attention to them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come down to the level of the children. This was the mercy, the compassion, the humility of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even little children, he showed love and muhabbat for children. How many a times Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go past and the children will be playing. And that is, children, their life is about playing, enjoying. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stop and he would make salam to the children who are playing. He did not say, what am I going to make salam to these children? They're not going to reply to my salam. And why should I make salam to them? They are little children. No. He would stop and he would make salam to the children. And then he would continue with his work. At times, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stop after making salam to them. He would make some jokes with them. He would have some light-hearted talk with them. He would laugh with them. He would entertain them. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says he had a brother by the name of Abu Umair. Abu Umair was the brother of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Umair had a bird, a canary or whatever bird it was. He had a little bird. And he was very attached to his bird. It was like his little pet. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a kitten as his pet. And that is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept his name, Abu Huraira, the father of the kitten. This little boy had a pet, his little bird. And it so happened that the bird died. And as a little child, he was grieved. Because you become attached to your little pet. And to cheer him up, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to him and told him, Ya Aba Umair, O Abu Umair, ma fa'ala nughair? What happened to your little bird? What happened to your bird? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the bird died. In fact, imagine, he was even aware of these little things and little details about little people. Who's going to even bother about these things? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had all the responsibility of the whole ummah on his shoulders. Day and night he was worried about the najat and salvation of mankind. Day and night he was worried and concerned about conveying the word of Allah to humanity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned all the time about people attaining najat by reciting kalima, Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. But subhanallah, in all of that, he also paid attention to the little things around him. He knew about the little children. He knew about the fact that this little boy's bird died. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped to ask him about it and tried to cheer him up in that manner. Look at the mercy. Look at the kindness. Look at the compassion in today's harsh world, my dear brothers. In today's cruel world, there is no love, no mercy, no compassion towards anyone, not even to children. We hear the stories of abuse of children in the media. Your hair stands up. Your heart shatters and breaks. Then how can people abuse little children in such a manner? Are these insan? Or are they haywan? Or are they janawar? Or are they animals to treat human beings in this manner? And little children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all our masoom children. Especially these children of ours. Sometimes they're outside. And in public places and so on, we have to be extra vigilant about the safety and protection of our children in today's time. In the shopping centers, in the malls, in the parks, in the public places, if they are with us, be very, very vigilant. There are so many cases of child kidnapping, child snatching the children, kidnapping the children, taking them away. Do not be ghafil and heedless about our children, especially our sisters. If their children are going with, then keep a watchful eye over them. Don't be so engrossed in your buying and shopping and those things that you're not paying attention and somebody just comes and snatches the child and gone. There have been very, very frightening, hair-raising cases of how little children almost got stolen and snatched and kidnapped under the noses of their parents. So we are living in a world that there is so much of cruelty to children, and overall, so look at the example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his mercy, in his kindness, in love and compassion towards children. He would laugh with them, joke with them. He knew little things about them. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a jolly way, in a joking way, he would call him by nickname. He would say to him, Ya Zal Udhunain, O you with the two ears. Yumazihuhu. He was joking with him, just to make him happy, to make him cheerful. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, hey, you with the two ears. Every insan got two ears. But this was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way of humoring him. Yumazihuhu. Humoring him. So that he would laugh, he would smile. I had one, a friend of mine, very dear, beloved friend, and he had a very jolly style and jolly way about him, very jokey and jolly all the time, cheerful. So sometimes, you know, when he used to be in a good mood, then he used to, you know, he used to say, may Allah catch you by your ears and throw you in Jannat. Giving you dua, but in a jolly way, in a jokey way. So here we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so jolly, cheerful, calling Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Zal Udhunain. But one thing, it was not in a derogatory manner. It was in a loving manner. He never did something to make someone feel belittled, to make someone feel degraded, to make someone feel humiliated. That was never the case. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never gave such a nickname to someone that the person did not like. It was always a nickname that the person would like and a person would enjoy. And he wouldn't feel bad about it. There are many instances of how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave people nicknames. In these days they call it a nick. What's your nick? Nickname. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave nicknames out of his love and compassion and his humor. He gave nicknames, but never to denigrate anyone, not to hurt anyone's feelings, not to make anyone feel bad. Today we find that people give nicknames, but sometimes it's a very bad nickname. The person doesn't like that nickname. It's haram. It is haram to give someone a nickname which he does not like, because now you are hurting the feelings of a Muslim. But we find Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu this nickname, Ya Zal Udhunain. And he was happy, loved it, enjoyed it. One sahabi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the nickname Safina. Safina means a ship, because he was carrying something on his back. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a jolly way, called him Safina. He liked that so much that for the rest of his life, he made that his name. Chose that as his name. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her nickname Humaira. Her name was Aisha, but he gave her nickname Humaira, oh little red one. And she loved it so much that today it has become a popular and common name in the Muslim community. So many girls are called Humaira. This was the nickname of Aisha radiallahu anha. So we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to the children, he joked with them, he was jolly with them, and he was very kind and compassionate towards them. The same Anas radiallahu ta'ala an. And what was his luck and fortune? Allahu Akbar. Very few are as fortunate as Anas radiallahu an. He was only 8 years old when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Madinah Tayyibah. And his mother was a very, very wise and intelligent woman. His mother took him to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a little boy, 8 years old. And she said, Ya Nabi Allah, you need somebody to do your little errands. You need a khadim. You need someone to do khidmat. I have brought my son to you. And I'm giving him over to you. I'm handing him over to you. Accept him and take him as your khadim. He will be your khadim. He will run your errands. He'll do your work. He will be your assistant or your aide to do whatever work you need. Keep him by you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happily accepted Anas. And of course, Anas was more than happy. Was not forced on him. Subhanallah. How lucky and fortunate. He says, خَدَمْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَشَرَ سِنِينَ. I made khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. 10 years. He was 18 years old when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Allahu Akbar. What duas he got from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same Anas I mentioned about that nickname. The same Anas. There were times when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to him, addressed him with such love and affection and muhabbat. He would call him, Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, oh my dear and beloved son. Allah Akbar. Ulama say that out of compassion and love, if somebody, you know, likes someone and he's got a good affectionate relationship with him, on the basis of this, it is permissible even to call him, oh my beloved son, oh my son. Although he's not your biological son, but out of love and compassion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes used to call him, Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son. He says, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him. Ah, what a dua. What a beautiful dua. Allahumma, kathir awladahu, wa malahu, wa atil umrahu, wa khfir zambahu. Three or four du'as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Anas. That khidmat that he made, he got such du'as in return. That a lifetime and beyond the lifetime, those du'as would last him. Four du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for him. First du'a, Allahumma kathir waladahu. مَالَهُ وَوَلَدَهُ Oh Allah, increase him in wealth. Oh Allah, increase him in children. Oh Allah, grant him a long life. Oh Allah, forgive his sins. What a beautiful dua. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says, the barakat of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to give him double the crop as of the normal crops and the normal yield of the farms and orchards. When the orchard used to give one yield and one crop for the year, his orchard used to give double crop. So he used to, everything that he had was doubled and multiplied. And he became extremely wealthy through the barakat of this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, Allah, increase your children, your offspring. Subhanallah, we find, my dear friends, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had in excess of 100 children. Then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for long life. He lived over 100 years, according to some narrations, he lived to 120 years of age. 120 years of age. What can we say about the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. We cannot imagine. He says, خَدَمْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَشَرَ سِنِينَ 10 years. I served Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا قَالَ لِي أُفْقَدْتُ وَلَا مَا صَنَعْتَ وَلِمَا لَا صَنَعْتَ وَلَا عَابَ عَلَيَّ شَيْئًا كَانَ أَحْسَنُ النَّاسِ خُلُقًا. 10 years I served him. Not one day he told me. He even rebuked me or was angry with me. Not once. always loving, compassionate, merciful, and never did he tell me why you did this, why you didn't do this. He never found fault in anything that I did. You don't know how to do it properly. Nothing. He says that he was the best of people when it came to akhlaq and character and conduct is concerned. Best. So my dear friends, these are just glimpses. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved to play with children. He played with them. His grandchildren, how he played with them. There were times that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went down on his fours and his hands and his knees and he played with the grandchildren as if he became like one of them. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes the grandchildren, when they saw him coming, they would rush towards him and he would grab them and hug them and kiss them, make dua for them. One day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the grandchild, and the grandchild was playing with his friends, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is chasing him, and he's running this way and that way, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is chasing him. Eventually Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught him, and he kissed him and showed love to him. One person saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing his grandchildren, and he said, I got 10 children, not one day I kissed any one of them. You are a Nabi and you're kissing the children. He said, what must I do if Allah did not put mercy and compassion in your heart? If you don't have mercy and compassion in your heart, you are mahroom and deprived. What must I do if you don't have that in your heart? But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a paragon of mercy and compassion. He hugged the children. He loved them. His own son Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hug him, he would kiss him, would smell his body. This was the love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for children. They would jump on his back when he was reading salah. When he went in sajda, Hassan and Hussein would jump on top of him. They would sit on him, on his back, like how children do. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never scold them or shout at them or reprimand them. He would not even be in a hurry to get up. He would leave them. Let them play. Let them be satisfied. And the people of Medina used to bring their children to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for dua. These are the practices that are gone out of a community. Rarely you find somebody bringing their little children to the ulama or the pious elders for dua. This is gone, finished. People of Medina used to bring their children to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for dua. Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought his son. He brought him to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took him in his arm. He gave his name. He kept his name Ibrahim. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the kajur and he made tahniq, which is a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he placed the date and the kajur in his mouth. And then he made dua for him. Aisha radiallahu anha says that many a times people would bring their little children to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua for the children. Made dua for barakat for the children. He would make dua for good health, long life for the children. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of dua. He was an embodiment of mercy and kindness and compassion. My dear friends, when the first fruit of the season came, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take it, place it on his eyes, read the dua. Then what he would do? He would look for the smallest child in the gathering and he would call the child and he would give the gift of that fruit to that little child. There are countless stories and examples. I'm just giving you the tip of the iceberg. How Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was towards children. When there are instances when children were sick, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to even visit the sick children. Today, we'll think, now what must I go visit a small child? Maybe an elderly person, we might go. This is also dying in our community. A lot of good practices are going away. Allah forgive us and Allah give us hidayat and guidance. Visiting the sick people, making khidmat of the sick people, making khidmat of the elderly people. These are things that are dying off in our ummah. These things have to be revived. Let us go back to the way of the sunnah, the tariqah of the sunnah, the manner of the sunnah, the teachings of the sunnah. Allah give us hidayat. So my dear friends, I've just given a glimpse, but let us also remember in the same breath that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also made, where he was compassionate towards children and loving to them, he also made tarbiyat of the children. When the children were wanting to pick up the dates of sadaqah, which is zakat money, and it was haram and forbidden on the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tapped the hand of the child and made him leave it and said, "No, this is not for us, we cannot eat this." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized on the tarbiyat of children. This is also a very important aspect, and he gave various guidelines as far as tarbiyat of children is concerned. So we have to couple the kindness and compassion with the firmness of tarbiyat. Then inshallah we will produce fine insans, fine Musliman, fine ummatis of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So important it is that we make tarbiyah of our children, but it must be done with love and muhabbat and compassion, not in such a manner that we are harsh with them, that they actually begin to hate Islam, they hate deen. Because of our harshness, they start to hate Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma'adha Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.